This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. It's about 9:09, and right now is your first chance to qualify for today's grand prize. Call number 97-800-400-3697 instantly gets two passes into the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, our fifth annual, followed by the fifth annual pool party. This is less than a week away, this coming Wednesday, June 26th. It's a ball. You want to be there. You do have to be over 21. You'll also be in the running for the daily grand prize wine country getaway to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Today, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, we're going to go crazy. We're going to give away the passes. And then one of these five people will win today's grand prize, two nights at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. And for some reason, there's a llama theme. I guess we're going to do prizes for llamas. There's a pajama llama. Freaking llamas. Oh, my God.
Adorable,
Sarah. You couldn't be more opposed to this
Tina,
llama
come
thing.
Get some help. I'm upset that about the money that was spent on that llama.
Oh, my God.
We don't even have any freaking T-shirts and mugs for the morning show.
Oh, it's all about you.
That's yeah. A hello.
Oh, God.
Always about me, Yuzette. How long have you known me?
That is true. we do have llama t-shirts.
Oh, hooray.
Oh, we do have t-shirts.
Oh, my God.
They're super cute.
I'll bet they are. Who doesn't love llamas? Jesus, freaking
llama. Everyone
loves
llamas except that thing. You don't even like dogs, so what are you talking
I
about?
I do like dogs.
You don't.
I just don't want them pooping in my yard. Pick up after your dogs, people.
Does that happen?
Yes.
Yes. I have it on camera. Not with my dog. I'm like, I have you on video. I have your dog anyway.
And then what'd they say?
Well, I didn't. I decided not to get a fight with my neighbor over it. I'm like, just go clean it up. We'll save the video.
All right, you ready?
Oh, are you ready?
Hell yeah.
All right, let's do this thing.
Yeah,
we built this show on chicks making out. We built this show.
Oh,
we built this show on chicks making out.
Oh boy,
lick them. For it. Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Dick-a-dick-a-doo-doo-dick-a-doo.
Turned out for what?
Who man?
All right, everybody. Good job.
A bust into the club.
Bryn. Oh, boy.
Bryn.
Tearing it up. Let's go.
Why was that not a mega hit? Oh, my God. It never stops.
Oh, yeah.
I should Bryn. Add
Bryn.
Okay.
Bryn.
A double shot. Oh, there's more.
Oh, my God. It's like the Friday
no, this
montage.
Is, this is a part of the Toy Story.
Oh.
All right, everyone.
Is this Randy?
No.
Who is it?
Tell him.
What?
This is Chris Stapleton.
Oh.
He does the theme song for Toy Story 4.
Oh, I bet Randy's pissed, huh?
Well, he probably wrote it. I'm sure he's getting plenty of money for it.
Yeah.
Let's you want to hear a little bit of this?
Yeah.
Sure.
And you are correct. Randy Newman did write it.
He did? Oh. Oh, good. I love Randy Newman.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of Toy Story 4. Stars Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Keegan-Michael Key, Jordan Peele, and Keanu Reeves. So in this film, Bonnie, who is the new kid who took the toys from Andy, if you saw Toy Story 3, spoiler alert, sorry. Bonnie actually makes a toy in arts and crafts class. Mm-hmm. It's a spork with eyes and feet named Forky.
Oh.
But Forky has some issues.
Oh. Because Forky wasn't born of toy.
Right. And so Forky...
He was born trash.
Yeah, he thinks he's still trash.
Oh, so Forky doesn't believe in himself or
herself. He doesn't. And he's confused of why he's even alive. He thinks he should just be a utensil.
Mm-hmm.
And so when all the toys are in the closet, he keeps running into the trash.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know, right?
They're so clever at Pixar.
So after Forky disappears and gets kidnapped, I know that's too much. Buzz, Woody, and the gang make it their mission to rescue Forky because Forky matters the most to Bonnie.
Oh, because she made it?
Correct. Mm. Bryn, this is the fourth Toy Story film. Where does this one rank? Is this the best of the Toy Story series?
So, I'm pretty normal as far as movie reviewing. I think I'm average. I can't rank them because I forget. Oh, they all blend together for me. I know that I loved all three, the first three.
Yes.
But I can't say that one was particularly my favorite.
Two was the best
two
one.
Two is the best one. Yeah, two is still the best one.
But they're all really good, though.
I'm going to go ahead and say number four is number two.
Oh.
I think number four is the second best.
Wow.
I think number one is the third best. And even though I love number three so much, it's the fourth best.
You know what? I don't know where number four would fall, but I would rank number two, then number one, then number three as the order so far. So you love this. It's almost as good as Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
But they're
just
all great.
They're all
so
great.
The bar
That's
is
the
very
problem.
High.
They're all A's. They're all A's.
Yeah, for sure.
There's some new toys in this film. Bryn, anyone in particular stand out to you?
Yeah. There are these two. What are they? It was Ducky and something.
Bunny.
Yeah, Duck and Bunny. And I have a clip from them here.
Oh, all right. Is that Key and Peele?
Yeah, are they? Yeah. It is and both of them. Yeah.
When I was watching that, I was like, elbowing whom, like, we gotta find out who these guys are because they're hilarious and they're not in the previous movies.
Yeah.
So Ducky and Bunny are major characters.
Stuffed animals. Oh. Yeah, they're major characters.
Well, that Bonnie already had, so we're gonna meet all her new toys.
Right.
That's fun.
What about the other really big major? I mean, there's so many major characters, but Keanu.
Yeah, so.
Is that a big role?
He's a big role, yeah.
You said his name is Duke Bafook?
Duke Kaboom.
Yes. Duke Kaboom.
And he's a stuntman.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the Evel Knievel of the Toy Story world.
And we don't want to give away too much of him because he's critical. But there is a really great moment where he needs a pep talk. Mm. And the pep talk moment's really good.
Does he look like Keanu Reeves at all?
No, not at all.
Who gives him the pep talk?
Well, Woody. It has to be.
Yeah, Woody and Buzz, because he's critical to saving the kidnapped spork.
Well, I assume.
Too much.
I assume.
I'm going to ask you. I don't know what to do.
Don't answer the question.
Bryn, people are saying, do we really need another Toy Story? Do we, Bryn?
You know what? I feel that this could be totally complete and fine, but Pixar does it well. Mm-hmm. They could come up with 5 or 10 more and would love it, I'm sure. I'm happy with this as the end.
Oh, you are?
It was pretty complete and
final. Well,
it's
kind of complete after three.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. They'd probably come up with 5 more, and I'd be like, they're all great.
The generations of children. Now that Bonnie now passes the toys on to her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn, did you cry? And if yes, how hard did you cry?
Very surprisingly, I did not cry.
I cry
over commercials. No, I cry over everything. And I mean, there was
I cry?
Very
yes.
Well, you're a baby.
At one point,
I don't
well
remember
said.
Crying.
At one point, I was like,
oh, you cried hard.
I did at the very end. It was just so sad.
Sad. Oh no.
Oh, but so good. But so real.
I didn't see you cry. Was that
so real?
I was like, I leaned back.
It's a good thing Rachel was sitting next to you. You grab her hand and.
By the way, if you want to see that picture of me, Rachel, and Bryn, it's on my Instagram, Human TV. And if you want to see Keanu Reeves' Kaboom, Disney posted it on their Instagram this morning.
Did they?
Yeah.
All right.
So, Bryn, how was the ending? Will there be a Toy Story 5? Should they end it here?
I feel like I just answered that question.
Yeah, I feel like you're asking the same question again.
Well, will there be a Toy Story 5?
I can't predict that. I feel like they could wrap it up and be like, let's move on with another series or something else.
Sure.
But they also could, if it and it probably will do well, they're probably going to be like, you know what? Let's capitalize on that and, you know, cash in number five. Why not?
Well, they're good about making sure that there's a story. You know, they don't just, it does not appear to me that they're just cranking out movies.
It's not like a season 7 or 8 of Game of Thrones, right?
Right. Oh.
Is it rated PG or what is that?
Yeah, it's PG.
Yes,
PG.
PG. Super.
Sum it all
kid
up.
Friendly.
Yeah. Let me just, unless you have.
Before
you
sum it up, can I ask you a question? Was there some sort of like underlying metaphorical thing where it was like correlating relationships with the toy owner? Like it seemed to me that it really would hit home for Hooman because it was like, Some of the characters, some of the toys were like, I don't need what is it called?
A relationship.
A kid. A kid. I don't need a kid anymore. These kids, like, they break your heart, or like, it's totally Hooman's life of like, I'm not.
Like, I refuse to love because my heart's been broken.
Exactly. I've been stomped on, or these kids basically
use you
up.
Did you feel that? Is that why you cried so hard?
They use you up and they just pass you to the next kid.
You always feel sad for the toy that's never been loved by a kid.
Aww.
And that's one of the underlying themes.
And that's my assessment, is that that's why I hit home for Hooman so hard, because he's like, this is my life. This is why I'm single.
So listen, I'm just going to tell you guys right now, the spork is not the plot of the film. It's a misleading plot. There is a plot, but it's not that. Okay, because he just brought that up.
No,
he just said is really the plot of the movie.
Oh, great. Spoiler alert.
That's the real plot.
Spoil it, guys.
You didn't have to point that out.
No, that's the spork.
The misfit toys.
The spork is a dead end, everyone. You're going to watch the spork, and then you're going to be like, oh my God, who cares about the spork? This is the plot way over here to the right.
That's not
It's not
true.
In front of me. Someone all of them just that. this movie, Toy Story 4, is hands down the best film of 2019 so far. So well done. The end is so sad. It's so good. I mean, I even went back and just watched all the Tim Allen, Tom Hanks interviews just to see them sitting next to each other and watching their pictures from 1995 to 2019 together.
How funny.
Oh.
What, 95 was the first one?
Yeah.
Dang.
Can you believe it?
No.
That's incredible.
I know.
This film has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's not good enough. It should have 100%. There were 3 critics
Damn.
That gave it a... How could you give this a thumbs down?
What did they say about it? What was bad?
They're just
they
like,
said, I'm dead inside. I don't appreciate good film.
They were basically saying, you know, jump the shark. We didn't need this fourth one. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. With that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and give this film a perfect 5
Whoa.
Persian rugs.
Nice. I like it.
To sum it all up, I'd say this is perfect for kids, and I expected nothing less of Pixar. And on my way home, driving home from that movie, I thought to myself, like, it didn't blow me away. I loved the movie, and it was super charming, but I was like, there's nothing wrong with the movie, so I can't give it any less than 5 stars.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
so you weren't blown away, but there's nothing wrong with
it. It's just by default, it has to be 5 stars, because if I were a kid, or even taking my kids to this movie, even adults would enjoy it and have bits and pieces where they can appreciate and
laugh.
But
didn't blow your doors off. Give it a 4.5.
No, like I can't give
you
it.
You didn't even cry.
I didn't cry.
4.
Maybe I'm heartless.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but looking at it from a critic's perspective, there's nothing that I can knock from it. I can't.
They couldn't have made it any better.
Right.
And
so,
yet, you didn't need it.
And that's a very weird assessment. It's a weird rating for me to say it's 5 stars by default. Mm. But I don't know why. I just can't say it's any less than 5.
5 ninja stars.
5
Persian rugs.
Yeah. So dumb.
Right.
Fantastic. Great job, guys. What a wonderful review of Toy Story 4.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny is off to his doctor's appointment in Los Gatos.
Mm-hmm. What are they doing to him? Is it blood work? Checking his heartbeat?
No,
like that?
It's I don't want to It's his story to tell, so it's not
he'll tell us tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's another spider bite above his eye.
It's not. Okay. It's not. Although Bryn thinks he has a spider bite, and he's like worrying everybody about it.
Where is it?
On his arm.
Man, you exaggerate.
Let's see it.
It's right here. It was bigger earlier.
Let me see it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have black widows at your house? Is it a black widow?
Bed bug bite. You got bed bugs, obviously.
Don't they bite you more than once?
Oh, my God.
Now
she's spreading rumors.
I did read a report that there are some scorpions loose in Melbourne.
All right, it is.
Put lavender on your windowsills.
That stuff, scorpions, lavender?
Supposedly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
Lavender. Put lavender
on
your windowsills.
Yeah, you dry lavender. You put it on anywhere that they could get in.
We don't have scorpions in California.
Well, oh, yeah, we do.
You might.
We do.
You
do.
A report.
I mean, obviously. You've been bitten.
Be careful.
Hey, listen, you guys. I want to leave, so shut up and let's get out of here.
Ready?
Tomorrow is Friday!
Damn.
That was loud.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.